Manx Radio Sports, brought to you by The Print Shed.
I think the team on top at the minute. We've spoken about the team having a lot of control. But South Liverpool definitely in FCL man's half, a lot more than FCL man have been in their half.
In-swinger whipped into the six-yard area. It's not clear that it's headed home. And the final touch, well, there were two players who went for that. We'll just wait for confirmation. It looks like it's Sam Mullally who's got the final touch. Both he and Matthew Scholar went up for that one. But it's whipped in with pace by Neil Weaver into the near post. And both Scholar and Sam Mullally went up for that. Mullally is claiming the touch. Both of them initially claimed it. But all of the teammates went over to Mullally. Just 6 yards out. A melee of players. Nothing the goalkeeper could do there, Darren. So with just taking over 13 minutes played, the visitors lead. FC Alamann 0, South Liverpool 1.
Yeah, not the start. FC Alamann needed their going 1-0 down. We've spoken about South Liverpool having a few more chances in this game so far, with having the set pieces recent times as well. Good delivery in. Two South Liverpool players going for the ball, and it looked like Adam Killier just looked as shell-shocked as I think the rest of the squad there to see that ball go into the back of the net.
Since that opening goal that we've had, who's maybe been the better of the two sides? We haven't seen a whole host of chances either way.
No, we haven't, but South Liverpool, I think, definitely have been the better team in this half. FC Alamann, for South Liverpool, they've just been able to control the ball a little bit better. They've been able to pass a little bit nicer. FC Alamann haven't really had that connection in the game, and you know, look at them as well. They're on another chance, but nice defending there. FC Alamann, though, haven't had that in this game.
Carl Clark goes from left to right to find Steve Whitley on the right edge of the South Liverpool penalty. A flag stays down, cuts in on his left foot. Whitley to go for goal, and into the top corner. FC Alamann 1, South Liverpool 1, and out of nowhere, FC Alamann have themselves an equaliser. Steve Whitley with his third goal in four games. Carl Clark with space in the centre of the park after Michael Williams had won the ball back. It was floated out to the right edge of the penalty area to Whitley, who managed to cut back on his left foot, and he's arrowed it across Lucas Allen, across to the goalkeeper's right and into the top corner. And just when we've been talking in this half, Darren, about where FC Alamann's inspiration can come from, they found it through Steve Whitley here. Out of nowhere, it's FC Alamann 1, South Liverpool 1.
Yeah, and what a goal that was. The ball across field to Steve Whitley on the right-hand side to check inside, cut it onside on his left foot, and then just smashed it into the top corner. The South Liverpool goalkeeper had no chance.
Coming up towards the final minute of normal time at the end of the first half here at the Bowling Douglas in the NWCFL Premier Division. Here's Christopher Bramall for South Liverpool. Looks down the road for George Murray. Header in field, finds the feet of Weaver, looks for Murray again. Loose ball cleared away by Michael Williams of FC Alamann. A chance for FC Alamann to break through Dean Pinnington on the halfway line here. Pinnington looks out to the left. There's Crook with a bit of space up against Jack Bentley. Squares it across. Kelly is there and bundles it home. FC Alamann, a ruthless counter-attack to lead on the stroke of half-time. FC Alamann 2, South Liverpool 1. From a South Liverpool throw-in on this left-hand side into the FC Alamann territory, they break through the centre with Pinnington. Feeds it out to Jacob Crook on the left-hand side, who teases it low across the South Liverpool six-yard area, inside their own penalty area, I should say. And there was Sean Kelly flying in. The goalkeeper came out and made himself big. It wasn't enough. The ball squirms under Lucas Allen and into Allen's bottom right-hand corner. Well, from a slow start, FC Alamann have turned things around in the first 45. They now lead as we head towards the breakdown. FC Alamann 2, South Liverpool 1.
Yeah, and I said moments ago that if FC Alamann could kind of use their momentum and get another goal before going into half-time, then it would be massive, and they've done exactly that. Pinnington with a great run, picking the ball up in his half, driving forward past the halfway line, giving it out to Jacob Crook, and then puts the perfect ball into the box for a striker and a very good finish into the back corner of the net. FC Alamann definitely on the team on top now.
Here's Michael Williams, taken off his feet from the free kick routine. Hasn't gone FC Alamann's way. Andrew Lloyd looks out to the left-hand side for George Murray. Murray wants to clip that over the top. Looks into Weaver. That's really nicely taken down. Flag stays down this time. Weaver for goal. Shot blocked. That might fall the way of a teammate here. Trying to win it back is Jacob Crook for FC Alamann. Takes it off the feet of Daniel Mayer. Brings it away for the home side. Crook away from Jack Bentley. And that is the final action of the first half here. Half time of the ball in the NWCFL Premier Division. It is FC Alamann 2, South Liverpool 1.
A good start from FC Alamann in this half.
Here is Kelly, one of the goal scorers, taken off his feet this time, and now South Liverpool can come away with this. That's a clip ball over the top of the defence into Neil Weaver. Flag stays down. Could be through on goal. Indeed, he is. Wants to lob the goalkeeper. Fantastic finish. Neil Weaver with his 18th of the season. FC Alamann 2, South Liverpool 2. And it's one ball over the top of the FC Alamann defence doing the damage. They're threatened with a few of those in the first half. And less than 3 minutes into the second, they've made them pay this time. Ball clipped over the top of the defence. Casey Smith, it was, over the top of the two FC Alamann defence. They all just seem to stop, maybe hoping for a flag that never came. And Neil Weaver, with the goalkeeper off his line, a long way off his line, Darren, it must be said. Weaver just calmly just side-footed it over Adam Killier and into the back of the net. Great start to the second half here for South Liverpool, 2-2.
Yeah, fantastic goal for Weaver, getting his 18th of the season. And what a special way to do it, really. But a simple goal to concede from an SCL man point of view. They're not going to be happy about that. But SCL, South Liverpool, you were asking me just a few minutes ago what would have been said in that half. And I was about to say that the manager would have been wanting an early goal in the second half. And he's got exactly that.
Dean Pennington today. And he just seems to have been enjoying himself a little bit more in an SCL man shirt so far this evening.
Yeah, he certainly is. He's, like we said, he's getting involved. He's getting a lot more, and he's crucially, at the minute, drawing fouls for FC Alman, and this could be a potentially dangerous one for them.
So Dean Pennington is back on his feet to take this free kick. 35 yards out on the left-hand side. Left-footed outswinger looks to the back post. Headed into the back post and over the top from Michael Williams it was. The man with the captain's armband for FC Alman whipped into a dangerous area. Took a little nick on from a South Liverpool defender right to that far right-hand post. And Michael Williams just attacked it, threw a leg at it, and ended up blazing it over the crossbar from 6 yards. It was instinctive from the captain. Darren just couldn't keep it on target.
No, as he's reaching for it, he's leaning back, and the only way the place the ball is going to go is over the crossbar. But I wonder if that nick had anything to do with it there. I wonder if it didn't have the nick, if he'd have had a bit more time to get on the back of that. But that was a good opportunity for FC Alman. It's certainly a chance.
Can they get another from somewhere? They've been under the cosh for spells in this second period of South Liverpool. But as it stands, it would be a point apiece for both sides, and that pressure would amount to nothing for FC Isle of Man. Things can, of course, change with a few minutes to go. Pennington now for the hosts. Looks to his left for Watson. Forced back a couple of yards to Josh Kane on the halfway line on the left-hand flank. He knocks it across to his right-hand side. Michael Williams back to Kane. He's got a bit of space on the left. Being closed down by McClay. Kane cuts in field with a bit of smart footwork. Here's Kelly. Clips it onto his left-hand side and cleared away by Christopher Bramall, who saw the through ball. Michael Williams trying to get under that. He's fouled by the substitute, Joshua Asifo there, the FC Alman captain. So that is an FC Alman free kick. It is finally poised, this, Darren, going into the final 5 minutes at 2-2. We've mentioned that FC Alman have been applying most of the pressure in the second half, but from their perspective, they'll have to be wary that with fresh legs on the pitch, South Liverpool could have hit them on the break. FC Alman did exactly the same to them in the first half.
Yeah, exactly. You know, South Liverpool have put two new forwards on in this game. FC Alman haven't really made too many changes.
Here's Whitley, skipping past more challenges. Whitley! Into the top corner! That's a stunner! The shirt's off! And that might be a winner from FC Alman. FC Alman 3, South Liverpool 2. Outstanding work from Steve Whitley on the right-hand side, who almost seemed to, like he had no right to be getting that sort of space. He skipped past one challenge, skipped past another, and from around 30 yards out, arrowed one on his favoured left foot. It soared past the diving Lucas Allen into the goalkeeper's top right-hand corner. And if that is indeed to be the winner, that looks like a goal, Darren, worthy of winning any match. FC Alman 3, South Liverpool 2, cracking finish.
Yeah, wow, what a goal from Steve Whitley there. The way he just ran past the couple of the players and then just let one off without really any too much encouragement. He just thought he'd have a go. And what a goal it was. He scored a pretty decent one in the first half, but that was some finish to which will be the winner for FC Alman in this game.
Battling away this time is Christopher Bramall, who stayed further forward for South Liverpool, and it is going to be another FC Alman free kick. Bramall adjudged to have pulled back Carl Watson, I think it was, just around 10 yards inside the FC Alman half here. Stop start at the moment. From an FC Alman perspective, the clock being run down for South Liverpool, time running out to grab something from this contest, the one that they took the lead in the first half and got back on level terms in the second. Callum Sherry for FC Alman clips it down the right. Casey Smith will watch that out for a throw-in, but there won't be time for the South Liverpool throw because FC Isle of Man have taken victory here at the Bowl to end their losing streak. Full-time it has finished. FC Isle of Man 3, South Liverpool 2.
Manx Radio Sports, brought to you by The Print Shed.